BBC News with David Austin. The European Commission has fined Google $2.7 billion for breaking competition rules. It says Google's own shopping services are given unfair prominence on the search engine. The EU has been investigating Google since 2010, saying it abuses its market dominance. Google says it disagrees with the ruling. A colonel in Ukraine's military intelligence service has been killed by a bomb under his car as he was driving through Kiev. The Interior Ministry called it a terrorist act. Analysts say the bombing is likely to be connected to the Russian-backed insurgency in eastern Ukraine. The trial of five Chechen men accused of murdering the prominent Russian opposition politician Boris Nemtsov is entering its final phase. The five men are accused of plotting to kill Mr. Nemtsov for cash, but his family believes he was murdered because of his fierce criticism of President Putin. A Dutch appeals court has upheld a ruling in the Netherlands, which is in part legally liable over the murder of more than 300 Muslim men and boys who were among the thousands of Muslims massacred by Bosnian Serbs at Srebrenica in July 1995. China has accused Indian border guards of encroaching into its territory and crossing a high Himalayan pass into Tibet. There's been no official response from Delhi, but earlier this month, India said Chinese troops had crossed into its territory. Taiwan's parliament has agreed to cut the pensions of civil servants, an issue that's led to anger and protests across the island. The government says it can no longer afford to pay previously agreed commitments because of a falling birth rate. A woman who used to support the French far-right National Front is going on trial for helping to smuggle her migrant lover to Britain in a case that's already spawned a best-selling book. Her lawyer wants the case dismissed. He says Beatrice Urey is a humanitarian and not a smuggler. That's the latest BBC News.